If you're with us for the first time, we do church a little bit different up here on the screen. Every scripture will be up here. If you have your Bible, follow along. Awesome. You can also go to our website, download not just the scripture, but all the imagery, everything. You can just do this. Matter of fact, this series is already out on DVD, and you can get it out back as well. So let's go with what we got. Three ways. Are y'all alive yet? Say amen. Come on. Three ways to hallmark your kids. The word hallmark. Hallmark Company didn't come up with that word hallmark. They just smart. Most good ideas are borrowed from somebody else anyway. Amen? Hallmark is something that happens in England to gold. If gold is pure, it gets a hallmark. It'll say 99.9% fine. And so the Hallmark Company in the early 1900s, they were starting a card company, and they thought, what a great name, Hallmark. Cards. People can send cards and tell people how much they mean to them, you know? And so this little series, the idea is, how can I mark those that I love as 99.9% fine? How can I pour into my family, into people that I know, and give them that mark? Amen? Say, have you ever done that with somebody? I mean, you just know how you can encourage somebody, you can bless somebody, you can love somebody, and it can change your world, can't it? Say, amen. It's huge. And God uses us to do that. How can we do that for our kids? As young kids, grown kids, whatever. We're going to be focusing a little bit on children in this service this morning. Let's look at it. Here we go. Three ways to hallmark your kids. Remember this. You don't become a goldsmith through wand waving. Amen. You can't just wish. They couldn't wish that gold in England to be made fine. You know, that's how we do with kids a lot of times. Why did my kids turn out? Why are my kids doing better? What are you doing? Say, what are you doing to mark your kids, to love your kids? Okay? It takes work. Does raising kids take work? Somebody testified to me this morning. God help me. That's what I'm talking about. Amen? Now mine's 23 in September, 20 this past March. My baby is 20. I'm going to have a stroke. You know what I'm saying? It's incredible. Because I still feel good. And I feel young. And I feel all this stuff. And I'm like, but I'm old. I'm getting that way. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy. All right? How do I mark my kids? And by the way, like I said, you might say, oh my gosh, he's talking about kids. This has nothing to do with me. Well, hold the phone. You'll see. Number one, say that with me. Say it with me. Knowledge. One more time. Knowledge. How can I mark my kids? Knowledge. Let's look. Pop it up. You need to know your kids. Some of you are older. You maybe have checked out a little bit on your family. You need to know your family. You still need to know. Did you know they need you? Say. There's nothing like a mother's influence, like a grandmother's influence. Well, they got their lives of their own. You still need to be a part of their life. Y'all hearing me? Yes or no? Good. Praise God. You need to know your kids. To do this, you need to do what with them? Spend time with them. We're just walking. Time spent with your kids says this. I matter to mom and dad. Okay? Alan, how old are your kids? 9 months and 9 years. So if nobody else, you're getting it. Amen. And Jim, y'all's children, you got older ones, right? 23-year-old son, just like mine. We talked about that before. Okay. All right. So here we go. So time spent with our kids says what? I matter. Yesterday, I spent some time with my son Mitch down in Fort Myers working. We worked together. I worked. He watched. But if nothing else came out of it, time spent with him lets him know that he matters. Is that right? Exactly. Exactly. He's at a critical time. Pray for my son. He's at a critical time. He's a rock band. If anybody needs to know he's loved, that dad's there for him, mom's there for him, it's my son out there in that crazy culture. Y'all hear me or not? He needs to know you love him. And so many of you do. You encourage him. You encourage me about him. You pray for him. Time spent with your kids says you matter to me. That's huge. It's beautiful. Knowledge. You need to know something else. Your kids need to know that you know them and you spend time with them, but you need to know the Word of God. You need that kind of knowledge. That's why this will work. I don't care how old your kids are, if you don't even have kids. Look, you need to know the Word of God. You need to spend time in the Word of God. You'll never know the Word of God just listening to Pastor Gary on Sunday. You'll get some things, okay? But you have to take that next step where you're in the Scriptures, where you're reading the Word of God, where you're learning. I never read the Bible, never knew squat about the Bible. I was raised by a drunk woman, okay? Didn't know anything. It was helter-skelter. I could get by with anything I wanted to do, all right? How did I learn to be a husband, to be a father, to, you know, from business to integrity to whatever? Where did I learn that? The Word of God. Amen? And I missed the mark. I ain't arrived. But I'm telling you what, God has taught me in His Word how to be a husband, how to do things, how to be a pastor, whatever, how to be a friend. I need to know the Word of God. Psalm 119, let's look at some scriptures. Teach me, O Lord, the way of your statutes. I shall keep it unto the end. Give me understanding. I shall keep your law. Yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart. Make me to go in the path of your commandments, for therein I do what? Delight. How many? You can say, man, I used to be going the other direction, but I've been in the Word. God's helped me. He's got me going in a new direction. I praise His name for it this morning. Amen? Come on. Praise the Lord. Knowledge. Amen? You need to know the Word of God. Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet. Help me. And a what? Light unto my path. Great scriptures. I love Psalm 119, mostly all about the Bible. It's huge. You'll just park it there sometime. The entrance of your words gives what? I like this part. It gives understanding to the who? Simple. Well, I'm not very bright. I'm just a simple guy. Good. You're a perfect candidate to really have some knowledge from God. Amen? Time spent with your kids tells your kids they matter to you. Time spent in the Word of God says this: I matter to God, and He matters to me. How are you ever going to know God loves you? I know you received Jesus, and that's incredible. You know, that God would love us that much and would give His own Son. But I'm telling you, friend, to experience God's love in your life on a daily basis is to be in the Word of God, knowing that God will talk to you through His Word. And when you get done, so often you'll go, I'm not saying it's easy. Life is not easy. But you know you got a friend. You got somebody that sticks with you. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. You'll start to get promises. When I first became a Christian, man, I would take verses. I'd write them down on 3x5 card before the days of computer, and I still don't use the computer. I still write everything out. I'm crazy. Amen? But verses, I'll write them out. I'll stick them on 3x5 cards. I'll remember those verses. Now we have screensaver programs that Roger and Joy and Fellowship develop. You can just have your computer sitting there and scriptures flowing. Favorite scriptures that I'm hiding in my heart. Why am I doing that? So I can brag? So I can be all spiritual? No, I'm doing that so I can know that I matter to God and He matters to me. Are y'all hearing me or not? Okay? Knowledge. And by the way, when you're in the Word, then you need to share what you know with your who? Kids. Do you think you're ever too old when you read the Word of God and you learn a principle that can help your child's life, no matter how old they are? Do you think it's still a good thing to share that with them when you learn something that's true that'll help their life? Yes or no? Sure it is. Hallelujah, man. And thou shalt love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. These words which I command you this day shall be in your heart. And thou shalt teach them diligently unto your children. Look at this crazy stuff. You should talk about it when you're sitting in the house, when you're walking in the way, when you lying down, when you rising up. Is the Word of God just for church on Sunday with crazy Gary Clark? No. It's for you to talk about at your house. Here's what the Bible says. I ain't talking about shoving it down their throat. Do it in a humble way. Look, I'm the fool. Look what I learned. Look how God's working with foolish me. And you just start to communicate that. I ain't seen too many people that won't accept that. Now, if we shove it, it ain't going to happen. But if we start to take that Word in ourselves, and we start to bring that Word into our house, some hallmarking's going on. Amen? And the thing that it does for you when you're in the Word of God, the thing it does for you, it does for me, and I struggle with discouragement. The thing it does for me is it lets me know I matter to God. And that just helps me immensely. I think it'll help you too. What else can we do? And we're rolling pretty good. Are y'all all right? This isn't one of them hooping and holler messages I got this morning. Y'all seem like, all right, here we go. Number two, one of my favorite topics on how to hallmark a kid, just beat the kid. No, I'm just kidding. Here we go. Discipline. So many parents check out on that. Not going to discipline my kids. Think you're doing them a favor. I'm going to be their little buddy. Excuse me. Let's look at it. Here we go. You need to discipline your what? Kids. A child feels loved when their parents take time to correct them. I know they don't believe that. It's true. When you take time to correct your child, who else is going to correct? Do you correct the neighborhood children? Say, I don't. A while back, a little hellion running down the road, just cussing like crazy, right down my sidewalk. I'm going to check him out. He's just cussing a blue streak. I didn't follow him down the road and try to fix him. Now, if that's my son on that bicycle, oh, yeah, that'd be a different story. Y'all understand? Say, our kids are our kids. You need to discipline your kids. He that spares his rod, look what the Bible says, hates his son. But we've been taught in the culture today that you can't spank your kids or, you know, discipline your kids. No, and we're going to get into that in just a little bit. But the point is, look what the Bible says. If you check out on disciplining your kids and don't do it, you're actually hating your child. He that loves him chastens him. That word, be times. Pop that scripture back up. Be times. He that loves him chastens him, be times. That's an old King James word that means early. When you have a child, you train them early and you discipline them early. It's amazing how that in the future, I could just look at my children. Amen? You might not like this, but I kept my little paddle that I had up on top of the fridge and left the handle hanging out just a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Hardly ever had to use it. Amen? But if they get to know that you're not going to discipline them, forget it. And you don't really love your kid when you do that. You need to discipline your kids. Your children need to hear this. You're not doing this or that in this house. Do you talk like that? I have. Yes, I have. You disrespect mama? Mess like that? Absolutely. Okay? It ain't happening. Tough. Are my kids perfect? No. Did I do a perfect job? No. But the bottom line is, I wanted to discipline and do what's right. And when I do that, that's on them now. Okay? But to just let anything go, oh, it doesn't matter. I didn't raise my kids where they could just have a filthy room. Now they live. Hey, if they want to live in a pigsty, that's their mess. That ain't my mess, but you're not going to do that in my house that we paid money for to build. Is that crazy? Am I just unreasonable? Say. Come on. Yeah, come on. Can we praise the Lord? At least one parent in here. Amen. All right. Sorry. Listen, how about this? Your children need to hear you're not going to get away with doing this, with doing what you did. Okay? You're not getting away with that. Whatever that is. Maybe it's disrespect. Maybe it's a blatant lie. Not getting away with that. Guess what? Can you say that with me? It ain't happening. And then they'll start to learn, whoa. Oh, will they push that line and say yes or no? Will they do this? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But good grief, we got to help them. Amen? Come on. Foolishness is bound in the heart of a child. Crazy verses in the Bible, but the rod of correction will drive it far from him. Okay? We're going to keep talking about this subject. Without discipline, your child will be left to drift. Mitchell's 23. Be 23. I still confront him. My daughter's 20. It's harder with a girl. Especially when she's got dimples and everything. I still confront them. It's not easy. It's not easy. But I don't want them to be left to drift. If dad and mom don't tell them, you think the culture's going to tell them? Yes or no? No. And what am I doing? Am I being ugly? No. You think those people that work on gold and metal works, isn't it hot in there? Say, Oh, they're sweating. Oh, that's parenting sometime right there. You're hallmarking those kids, and it is hot. And it is not easy. But the finished product. Your children need to know when you discipline your kids, he will not have aim or direction, and he will feel disconnected if you don't discipline your kids. They will not have aim. Proverbs 23, withhold not correction from the child. For if thou, look at this scripture, if thou beatest him with the rod, he ain't going to die. Ain't that crazy scripture? It's right in the Bible. Thou shalt beat him with the rod and shall deliver his soul from hell. I'm going to make some comments. Don't go off on, think I'm a nut here already. Follow me on this. We're not talking about what? Abuse. Keep reading. Keep rolling. You fathers, don't provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. If you scream at them, you smack them, they'll hate your guts, and they should. It's not what we're talking about. Y'all listening, yes or no? Come on. Abuse leaves not hallmarks, it leads what? Hell marks. We're talking about hallmarking your child. Abuse leaves hell marks. Discipline leaves what? Mom and dad care. Care for me. Oh, they don't agree all the time. I understand that. But I don't think my son or daughter, and I hate trying to put myself up because I'm not. I'm a pitiful parent at times. But I don't think my kids, you ask them, does dad love you? Does mama love you? Ask them. Hope the answer doesn't shock me. Hallmark your kids. Discipline's necessary. Abuse is cruel. Discipline what? Corrects. Abuse is what? Unfair. Discipline is always what? Fair. Abuse is too harsh. Discipline is what? Now y'all liking this message better, aren't you? Come on. Abuse leaves marks. Discipline is what? Restrained. Abuse damages what? A child's self-worth. Discipline affirms. You've heard the old line, I never used it, this is going to hurt me more than it's going to hurt you. That's this idea here that it affirms, you know what I'm saying? But that line never worked. Never punish what? Immaturity. What am I talking about? I got a little baby, a little toddler spilling stuff. And people go freaking out on them. That's what babies do. You were nasty when you were a baby. You actually pooped on your diaper. Can you believe you did that? Say, somebody. Kids are immature. Kids do immature things. Who made you God? Or me? Amen? I got pictures of my kid with food all over the house, food all over the face. And now I look back on them and go, wow, isn't that beautiful? A work of art. Spaghetti kid. The purpose of disciplining your child is to reestablish authority by temporarily breaking their will, but never their spirit. Think they can live life, do anything they want? Uh-uh. Nope. But never break a child's spirit. If you break your child's spirit, they will feel what? Say it with me. Come on here. I'm not talking about so much parenting. Let's just say parent. As a child, this happened to you. Maybe as a young person, as an adult in your life, your spirit has been just absolutely broken. You felt valueless. Can I see some hands in the building this morning? Look at that. And you might not, some of you might be uncomfortable with the topic this morning. And it makes me a little uncomfortable because my wife grew up this way. She had a relationship like this with her mother, who would just go crazy on her. Is that correct, Joy? You still struggle with it today. It's horrible. Y'all listening? You hear me this morning? Fellowship Church, listen, we're sinners, we screw up, we make mistakes, I understand that. But I would like it to be known
at Fellowship Church that we that the parents and the people that come to Fellowship Church are some of the best parents in this whole community. Y'all listening, say.
Not them crazy people over there. They just abuse their children.
Have you lost your mind? We don't want to be like that. We want to glorify God. A hopeless child has no what? Hope! If mom and dad don't love them, if mom and dad, it's not reasonable. If they're abusive, my gosh, what does that do to a kid the rest of their life? Kid moments. Three ways. So number one is what? Knowledge. How many feel like even this morning you might have learned just a little something up on the screen? Good. That's just a tidbit. Knowledge. Number two, discipline. Kyle, you work with kids, don't you? Don't sometimes you have to like lay down the law with those middle schoolers? Is that what you're working with? You have to, don't you? And you ain't the parent. But you couldn't get anything done if there wasn't some discipline. Is that correct? That's the way it goes. Number three, build. And we're not going to take much longer because we're out of time. For thou hast possessed my reins, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, that my soul knows right well. Know who you are. Accept who you are. Be who you are. Your kids need to hear that. You need to hear that. You need to know you're fearfully and wonderfully made. I don't care what somebody told you, some so-called scientist told you, you came from nothing, you're a nothing. That's not true. You're somebody. God loves you, and he loves you so much that he gave his only begotten son, Jesus, to die for you so you could have eternal life. That's somebody right there, my friend. That's who you are. Your kids need to know that. Build them. Teach your kids to be real. Say this with me. Phony parents build phony. Be real before them. Wow, as a preacher, one of the number one hardest things for me to do as a dad.
Well, I'm the preacher.
But thankfully, about 8 years ago, God smacked me around, got my attention real good and everything. Whew, so I at least had a little time left with him to be real. Amen. Come on. I'm just going to read some of these statements now, Raj. Never put your kids down. Never put your kids down. Come on, let's just be honest. Can we do it this morning? How many in the building have put your kids down before? Can I see your hands? There you go. Yep, my hand's up. Communicate unconditional what? I'll love you regardless. Amen? I'll love you regardless. Who else is going to tell your kid that? Say, somebody tell me. If mom and dad doesn't love me regardless, who is? Nobody! Except God. Boy, you're really important, aren't you? Listen to the ultimate Father God. I love this. And Jesus, when he was baptized, he went up straightway out of the water. And lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. Listen to what God said. Here's what he said. Pop it up. Here's what God said to Jesus, and we need to say to our kids in a Hallmark card, but really in life, and we're done with the message. Here's what God told Jesus. This is my Son. When Jesus was baptized, he said, this is my Son, my beloved Son. I claim you. Can you say that with me? I what? Tell your kids that. You don't know what they did to me. Tell them. I claim you. You belong to me. Part of me. Boy, that'll get a kid's head up a little bit. You know what I mean? How about this one? This is my beloved son. God told Jesus, I love you. Would you say that with me? I love you. Look at your kids, tell them in the face, I love you. When I talk to my kids on the phone, never, ever, not because I'm anything special, I'm nothing. Always, I love you. Is that right, Joy? It's just normal, isn't it, moms and dads? Isn't it normal? Say what? I love you. If you don't tell them, who is? And this is what God told his son. And then he said, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well what? Please, I'm proud of you. Find something surely there's something in your child that you can say you're proud of. Amen? Something. 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 Say I'm proud of you. You know what? I'm just say something. I try to preach, just be honest and real. Mitch is here. Hey, Mitch, how you doing? This isn't my son, but he could be my son as far as I'm concerned. I was driving down the road the other day, and Mitch is throwing ball in the road where he lives. And Mitch, I rolled down my window, and I said something to you. I said, I'm proud of you. I said, I'm proud of you. And just your demeanor, Mitch, you were throwing the ball with your cousin, just your demeanor for that moment picked up a little smile. Isn't that crazy? And I am proud of you. You've come a long way, and you're still going, brother. Amen? Come on, we're proud of Mitch, ain't we? Come on. Amen? His whole family down there cooking and doing stuff today, he's here to church. Isn't that good? You wouldn't have done that a long time ago, would you, son? Amen? What am I saying? What I said. I claim you. I love you. I'm proud of you. Mom and Dad. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for this morning. Thank you for this word. I pray we'll tuck it in our heart. Oh, God, I pray everybody in this room knows that they matter to you. Oh, God, I pray they'll know that. In Jesus' name, amen.